Freddie, Pat Burns, his widow's car at the funeral home was robbed. Now, the car was full of jerseys and Pat's credit cards,
jewelry, and family photos.
First of all, of course, a huge scumbag move by whoever did this. But you've got a different twist on this story.
Well, and let me preface it by saying, yes, dirty, rotten, lousy thieves, and how could they have no heart? And if this was a calculated move, then, you know, it's really a bad statement on mankind. However, what was all that stuff doing in the car at a funeral?
It's a good question.
So the car's at the funeral. You decide to put 30 sweaters in there?
Yeah.
And what else? Some of his clothing and Stanley Cup rings? Why exactly? Although, unless it was on display at the viewing or, you know, the reception.
Maybe.
Of the funeral.
But then why wouldn't it all be locked away somewhere after the
funeral? I don't know. Yeah. It just all seems very bizarre to me. I mean, beyond the fact that people would actually steal from a widow on the day she's burying her husband, I mean, which is disgusting.
Right.
Why are all these treasures in a car on that day?
Yeah, it's an interesting question.
Inquiring minds need to know.
Fair question.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is with all that stuff, it's absolutely useless on the, you know, on a kind of an open market. If someone's going to steal it and try to hawk it all, soon enough, someone's going to stumble upon those jerseys that are all autographed up and realize where they came from. So they're kind of useless to try to hawk.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, there's a lot of rich guys. There's a real underground economy with that kind of stuff that's been stolen. Real rich guys. They're not necessarily doing it for the investment. They're just doing it for the ownership.
Right.
To touch it and stroke it and keep it and have it.
Yeah, for some things.
There really is, because there's been a lot of, you know, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup rings, stuff stolen over the years, and it does move around in the underground economy.
Some people just like the fact that it was stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that angle, sure.
Dirty people. Dirty people.
What else is going on in Freddie P's world?
That's about it, guys. Yeah. You know, the Leafs suck. Rogers wants to buy them.
Leafs suck.
Pat Burns, very interesting, that story about him. Yeah, we've covered that. There was a by-election yesterday, a couple of by-elections, and the one in Vaughan, which is close to Toronto, Julian Fantino, remember, ran the Ontario Provincial Police Force.
Yeah.
And during the campaign, now this is a riding that since 1988 has been Liberal. Well, he ran for the Conservatives and won on Monday night by a small margin, but he still won.
Okay.
And leading into this campaign, the Conservatives kept him away from the media. He didn't go to all candidates' meetings. He just knocked door to door. But the Conservatives kept him away from the spotlight, I guess in case he said something wrong or did something wrong. And so my position was, if you didn't like this shroud of secrecy around the guy, don't vote for him.
Right, sure.
But the people in Vaughan, they went Conservative for the first time in, 22 years? So who can figure that out?
And what was the story about Don Cherry throwing his support behind Fantino, and there were some people up in arms about that because he works for the CBC and blah, blah, blah? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, something.
I don't
care. Okay.
Something.
I find it more interesting when people are up in arms. What is that exactly?
They're just walking around?
What exactly is that? You walk around and something bothers you, so you throw your...
I do that, yeah.
Like you're on a roller coaster at Wonderland?
Yeah, I do that as I'm walking through the house a lot. I look at the bills and I just throw my arms up in the air.
Whatever.
Crying out loud.
Exactly.
All right, Freddie. Well, listen, life is as it always should be. It is almost Christmas and the Leafs suck. It's basically Groundhog Day.
Hey, Matt, how are those Lions doing?
They suck, too.
All right, Freddie. Always a pleasure. We'll do this next week.
Loving you, boys.
Uh-huh.